What's up, guys? TheGrabber101.com. Had an interesting conversation. Figured I'd share this with you. Something I noticed recently. This is actually a really quick one. Have you ever noticed that if you lease one truck, people will argue and say you're a lease operator, you're not an owner operator. However, if you lease 50 trucks and you have a company that makes millions of dollars a year, you are a owner operator and you own a fleet of trucks. That makes no fucking sense. But the reason that is very simple. It's people have a problem understanding things that they can achieve, you know. And I think a lot of people, that it makes them feel insecure. So their insult is that you're not an owner operator. You know, you're not a you're not as big as me. You're not as bad as me. That bullshit. And it's stupid, really, because it doesn't really do anything. Right. Ultimately, you're still an owner operator. And then I was listening to a guy, and he was just some you might want to pay attention to if you ever have a dream of opening up your own trucking company or something. When he was breaking down how he built his truck, he owns about 15 trucks. The way he did it was he didn't go out and get his own authority or anything like that. He went to FedEx for the first time. He got one truck. He then leased three other trucks, paid those trucks off over time. And he said, before you even get those three trucks, you got to figure out what your expenses are going to be so you can give your workers good money so you don't have a high turnover rate. I thought, wow, I didn't even think about that. And a lot of people don't when they talk about building a business. And he said one of the biggest problems with a lot of guys who want to get into hiring drivers to drive for them and not driving the truck is you got to buy the guy benefits. You know, a lot of them love tricks where they'll get the guys an independent contractor and try to say, well, you know, this money that I didn't give the government is your money. Right. So you get a $1,000 check. Woo woo. But actually a good portion of that is going to the U.S. government. You know, you really have to have your mind right. And I think that, you know, if you're getting into that industry, if you want to do those types of things, you definitely need to find somebody to mentor you. A lot of guys talk about hookups and all that stuff. I don't think you really need a lot of hookups because there are tons of big brokerages that you can get to. And if you can go there and say, I've got three trucks, I got four trucks, I got five trucks, you'll find that they're going to offer you more money significantly than someone else. But right now, you know, if you're just a one truck guy, you know, even if you have connections, you're limited. You really can't move significant freight for a warehouse. So why should they give you special pricing? You know what I mean? If I can move, is this guy, this little guy can move five loads, you can move one. You know, it's a matter of introducing yourself to brokers, creating your own connections, but it's also a matter of capacity. You got to have the ability to solve that warehouse's problem, which is getting this freight the fuck out. Anyway, guys, I was just thinking about that. Figured I'd shoot this on. This is just a quick one. TruckDriver101.com.